Good evening, everyone. It's a very sultry evening here in the London area. I don't know how I can even think about sleeping. Upstairs is sweltering and I've got all the windows open. There is a breeze and it's raining a little bit. It was raining quite hard just now, but it's eased off again. I'm sitting by my back door. It's about 11:15 p.m. and I don't intend to close it anytime soon. The rain's coming a little bit harder again now. It's difficult to tell because it's blowing in the wind. I really wanted to sit outside, but I don't want to get my phone wet. So, I've been doing my housework and stuff this evening because I thought I'd save it till it cooled off a bit. But actually, in the house, it's in the evenings it seems to get hotter. It's quite cool inside in the daytime. So I wish I'd done it earlier now, but I've nearly finished. I've just got a couple more things to do. I've got a wipe round in the kitchen, and that's about it. Put new bags in the bins. I thought there was thunder earlier, but it was fireworks. So I think some people must be celebrating the 4th of July, but it's a bit like a damp squid if they're doing it out there now. But I'm not complaining, because I'm actually supposed to water my plants, but if the rain comes down a bit more, I won't bother. I can already smell my curry plant because it's just outside the door. And the rain makes everything smell lovely. I thought it was raining when I was in the kitchen because I had the window open and I could smell it. Oh, I just feel so hot and full up. We had, I didn't really feel like cooking tonight. I was going to, but I was going to leave it till later when it cooled off. Obi's gone to work and Ronan's at his auntie's. So it's just me and Connor home. And Connor said, did I want anything from Domino's? And I'm not a great pizza lover, really. I don't mind them from supermarkets, but I like them from the other places. But I don't very often buy them because I feel they're really expensive. So I said, OK, I'd have a small pizza from Domino's. I had a tuna, sweet corn and onion. And it's a four-piece one. And I had some potato wedges. And I also had a glass of Fanta Orange, which I don't normally drink fizzy drinks, but I felt really thirsty. But the trouble with it is the pizza makes you really thirsty. And I don't very often get thirsty anymore. And I've got a raging thirst tonight. So I know I've eaten something that's really bad for me. And now I wish I hadn't. And the door's going to shut, is it? Okay, no. That breeze is lovely. So I do feel quite full. It'll pass, but I'm really thirsty, so I've just drunk some water with ice in it, and I'll have some more later. It's quite peaceful now. I've got my radio on in the kitchen, and the wind chimes are blowing just a little bit in the doorway. Just tinkling slightly. I don't know what that is. It sounds like a light aircraft, but I haven't picked the dog's dishes up, and the lamb has decided to go and lick them. He won't get any more out of them, mister. I'll pick them up in a minute. I did feed them. I haven't only just fed them, but I did feed them late again because of the heat. I wish that breeze would come in my bedroom. Maybe it will. I don't think it's raining now. But it's really windy. Here it comes. Here comes the wind. Even though I'm inside, you can still hear it. There's nothing much else to report, really. I just think it's going to be a long night. It's a motorbike, that thing, I think. Or some kind of turbo vehicle. What are you wandering around for, lamby lambs? You still hungry? I've got parents coming down on Sunday because I want my dad to measure an area of my garden to put my dog's spending pen. At the moment, I've got it on the patio at the other end from this door, but I think it takes up too much room and I don't really like it so near the house. I mean, I keep it clean and it doesn't actually... I found what keeps it smelling nice, and that's Dettol. Just put Dettol in water and it's fine. But I want it back at the end of the garden where it used to be, it was on earth before and it got ever so sloshy in all that rain we had over the winter. So I don't want that again. I want to get it paved. So my dad's going to come down and measure up to see how many paving slabs I need and to give me advice, because it needs rubble underneath it to act as, you know, like a core for the hard core under as the base. So I want to try and get that down in the next couple of weeks. So that we can, because that part of the garden where I want it, it used to be there and it doesn't really get used anyway, so I might as well put it back up there and increase it to its original size, because we had to make it smaller to bring it down here. And we might as well just put the whole thing up, because it's a nice big one. It's one of the bigger ones. When GDMIs have been on aftercare and seen it, they said, oh, they were surprised at the size that I've got, because most of them are smaller than that. But I've had it quite a long time, maybe about 15 years or so. Yeah, something like that. But they're like gold dust now. You can't get them, really. So I'm not giving it away. But anyway, I want to get that done in the next week. Well, maybe in the next 2 weeks. I've got to order the stuff, the building materials. And then it shouldn't take too long. It's not a really big job. I don't know how long the run is, about 12 foot by something. 12 by 6, something like that. I think each panel is about 3 foot. And there's 4 of them on the sides, and then 2 at the ends. I don't think they're 4 foot each. Anyway, at the moment it's only got 1 at the ends, and 2, so it's only say. Or is it 3? Is it 3 or 4 at the sides that it normally has? I'll have a look when it's up. I think it's either 9 by 6 or 12 by 6. That the size of it actually makes it harder for me to clean it, because they can do it anywhere. But the thing is, he's the only one that uses it. Niall doesn't tend to do it anywhere. He just tends to do it in one end. But it just means he's got more room to walk around. And I also want to get some like shingle or something, or cement, I don't know, to put between the cracks so the weeds don't grow up in between them. I wonder how Obi's getting on at the home. He went and dropped his application form in on the way to the local one. So we'll see if he might get an interview. They said it might be next week. So hopefully he will. And providing the conditions are okay, it would be much easier if he worked there and had permanent work rather than this stupid 0 hours contract that he has. I mean, he's never had a week when he hasn't had work, but, you know, you just don't know when that might happen. So... that's the trouble when you're on, he's working for an agency, so he just goes where he's needed. It's a long night for him though. I mean, it's only not even 11 o'clock and he's got till 8 o'clock. Oh, I don't know how he copes with it. I really don't. I just don't. I don't know how anybody does. And he was tired when he went out, because he was out the house this morning at... before 8 o'clock, because he had to be his first call at 8:30. Sometimes it's earlier than that, but luckily today it was only 8:30, so... and he went to the dentist, but they couldn't fit him in, so that was a waste of time. That was my idea, but I just thought they might see him if they've got cancellation, so They said, no, they can't see him for another 2 weeks. But he said it's a bit better today, so maybe it's just one of those things that will right itself. But so he didn't get home from what this morning's work till 3, and then he had to leave again at 6. And that's really not a lot of fun. He's going to be absolutely worn out when he gets in tomorrow. It's not a lot of fun for me, but it's far less for him. I don't think he quite enjoys what he does, but it's just long, very long shifts. It's a shame they can't split it up like into 6-hour shifts and stuff. And then it's, you know, getting over, it's 2 buses there and 2 buses back. 2 buses, and then a walk, quite a long walk at each end. There's a walk from the bus stop. He gets off the bus at Carlton Parade, then walks back here. And then, he could get another bus, but it's within a 10-15 minute walk, so it's a waste of money on his Oyster card. And then at the other end, it's about a 10 minute walk, I think, when he gets off the second bus over in Croydon. Anyway, I'm just waffling about nothing, so I will love you and leave you for now. And if I hear any thunder, I'll be back like a shot. You can bank on that, or you can take it to the bank. Bye for now. Happy Friday, what's left of it.